Tell me, why did these fools, these idiotic, dumb, stupid, I just want to cuss them all out. They tried to charge my card $100,000 in ads. 40,000 of it went through on my card, on the account. They overdrew that particular account because we only use it for ads. So the whole time, them posting on my Facebook page was a distraction, because what they really wanted was to...
It seems like the Dave Ramsey prodigy, Anthony O'Neill, got scammed out of $40,000 recently. And he's going to explain his story, and I'm going to break down some ways that you can actually protect yourself from doing business on the internet. We are in 2024. You have to protect yourself. Whether you have a business or not, you're checking your bank statements, you're connecting on social media with family and friends. We want to give you some information how to protect yourself and how to protect your money.
About 3 weeks ago, my team gets an email and it's, hey, we want you to be on Travis Kelce's show. We're doing a thing on Facebook and we want you to be on the show. We would love to have you on the show. So my booking agent, she's going back and forth with them, getting all the information. And she sends me an email saying, hey, are you free on Wednesday morning to do a tech thing before you go live? I was like, for what? She was like, well, we got an offer for $10,000. Watch this, y'all. For $10,000 to show up for a 30-minute live interview on Facebook. The reason why it didn't send me into a red flag immediately, is because I've done it before.
So let me chime in here right fast. What happened was, they got somebody he trusted. He has a team around him. Anthony's not doing all this by himself. He has a social media manager. He has a booking agent, you know, somebody to take care of his flights. He's doing all that kind of thing, right? He's running his business. He's not working in his business. He's working on his business. And that's where we want all of our entrepreneurs to be, right? Same thing with Christian Stewart. We don't want you just spending your money. We want you to work on your money, to see the overall picture. Here, we're seeing they got someone he trusted. Once again, someone that knew him personally, his booking agent, you know, maybe his social media manager. He's done this before. They say that a lot of accidents actually occur within 1 to 2 miles of a person's household. Why does that happen? Because when we get close to home, we start getting very comfortable because it's very familiar. When we go to a different state, you know, we have 10 and 2 on the wheel. We're looking left. We're looking right. We're looking for any dangers. We're looking for people that may look suspicious. But when we're in our own town, when we let our guards down, that's when we are most vulnerable. So my first point is, protect yourself even when you feel comfortable.
Let me tell you what the scam is, where all of you all need to be paying attention to this. Watch this. So for 2 days now, I'm going back and forth with Facebook to get my Facebook page back. 2 days, we go back, we figure out, okay, cool. We figure out how to get my page back connected to my Facebook account, right? We got all the porn off. I issue an apology. Y'all saw the porn. A lot of y'all were hitting me up on Facebook, hitting me up on Instagram. I'm like, y'all, I'm so sorry. That wasn't me. You know, so we get it back. I delete all the porn. I delete all the comments. We delete everyone from the access account. I'm thinking we're good. We go on a few days. We go on a few days. I just roll out this competition, not this competition, but this giveaway where we're giving away $20,000 this month. So I call my ad lady. I say, hey, I want to run ads for this thing this week. She was like, well, Anthony, I'm logging in. We're on Zoom. I'm logging into the account. She's off of the account. And I'm like, wait, I didn't take you off of the account. I'm off of the account. How did I take me off of the account? Tell me, why did these fools, these idiotic, dumb, stupid, I just want to cuss them all out. They tried to charge my card $100,000 in ads. 40,000 of it went through on my card, on the account. They overdrew that particular account because we only use it for ads. So the whole time, them posting on my Facebook page was a distraction, because what they really wanted was to promote their own products using my money.
I don't think they're idiotic. I think that is a flaw inside of our hearts. He's angry, he's frustrated, he's emotional. But to call them idiotic, to call them stupid, obviously we can see it. They're not. They outsmarted you. And I'm not saying I'm above reproach either, because I can get fooled as well. But to say they're stupid is not. These people are professional. These are intelligent people that have gone through the process over and over and over again, to the point that they're able to seamlessly take advantage of information. So to all my listeners out there, please protect yourself. Involve yourself with people that you can trust. Have as many barriers as you can to you and your money, and make sure that the people that you're dealing with, there are some legal ramifications. He is from the school of Dave Ramsey, where they don't believe in debt, right? So that means everything's done with a debit card or cash that you accrue. And that's good. You don't want to necessarily be in debt. But this is where balance comes in. You want to make sure that you do have access to a credit card. And what is one of the benefits of a credit card? Fraud protection. If this was a business card that he was charging his AdSense from and just paying it with his debit card, then this would have been with the credit card department. He wouldn't have to worry about the $40,000. And then once they figured out it was fraud, they would have took care of all the charges. Anthony, my prayers go out to you. You know, I never wish any harm on anybody else. Also, I hope that any endeavor that you do in the future, that this is a learning lesson, that God is just tapping you on your shoulder, because when you start doing multi-million dollar deals, that it won't crumble your whole life. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.